Michelle Burton is a library media coordinator at an elementary school in Durham. On a normal day, she teaches information skills to students, assists kids getting on computers, and manages the school library. One day last year, a box arrived unannounced. It was filled with bookmarks with Superintendent Johnson's name on them.
I purchase lots of bookmarks. I get free bookmarks from book companies. I don't need any more bookmarks.
But that wasn't the only thing the DPI sent. Since last year, there have been flyers with Johnson's picture to go home with students, a big poster to go in hallways where he's posing with two sheriffs.
And we're getting constant emails from him, email blasts from Superintendent Johnson, and we never received all this information from Dr. Atkinson before.
June Atkinson was the previous superintendent. Neither Atkinson nor the 12 other state superintendents have sent emails like these. Johnson got the email addresses from schools and districts, but it's likely parents gave their emails to those groups not knowing they'd get emails from Johnson.
They just come across as campaign material. They look much more like campaign material, the flyers, than anything that would be coming from the school system.
That's Suzanne Miller. She has a son in second grade in Wake County Public Schools. Miller says she's concerned that the flyers aren't a good use of state funds.
Our schools are starved for money across the state and are dealing with, you know, teachers are running out of paper and ink, and yet the school system is sending us double-sided color copies.
For his part, Johnson says the messages he's sending are not campaign materials.
I'm the state superintendent of public instruction. My job is to make sure that we address where we have challenges and we acknowledge those challenges and we work to fix them, but I also have to promote the good things going on in education.
Johnson says there's a fine line to walk between doing his job as an elected official and campaigning as someone who could be running for office again. Internal lawyers at the Department of Public Instruction check the emails and other content to make sure none of it violates campaign law.
Do you intend to use any of the emails that you've gotten through any of this outreach for your campaign?
No, absolutely not. This is all government work.
Johnson's emails have sometimes been benign, celebrating the 4th of July or other holidays. But other times they've weighed in on controversial topics, like teacher pay and a survey to see if parents agreed with him that students are tested too much. As for the bookmarks, flyers, and posters,
these are very important efforts to make sure that we use every means possible to get more and more parents involved in the education of their children, whether it's early childhood literacy, going all the way up to school safety efforts. And we definitely have been putting our messaging out about that.
But does having your face or name on that, really affect either way the outcomes for students?
Yes. Yes, it does. Because again, people are so frustrated with the political system. There needs to be accountability in education. So when these decisions are being made, people need to know who are the people making the decisions.
Back in 2005, another elected state official began putting her picture in public spaces 5 years into her tenure. State Labor Commissioner Cherie Berry's department oversees elevator certification, and she requires her photo to go in the state's 31,000 elevators. Mark Johnson has not indicated whether he'll be running for state superintendent or another elected office next year. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.